This program is paid for by Good News in Real Estate. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Good News in Real Estate or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey. This program has been pre-recorded.
There are so many choices when it comes to selecting the right financial institution. Start with the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. We're right here in your city. We're also the official credit union of Temple University, and anyone who lives, works, worships, and studies in Philadelphia can open an account with convenient locations throughout our city of brotherly love. Also online at pfcu.com with free online and mobile banking. We're not here for our profit, here for yours. Federally insured by NCUA.
Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia.
From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. This is Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. It's good news in real estate. If you're a homeowner, if you're selling a home, or perhaps purchasing a home or vacation property, welcome to our home. It's good news in real estate, presented by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union.
Your hosts for the next radio hour, the mortgage mom, Deanne Katsaris, along with real estate veteran and owner-operator of the Philadelphia Real Estate Classes,
Mark Cumberland. Your real estate education starts right now. It's Good News in Real Estate, presented by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union.
All right, good afternoon. Get ready to laugh and learn here on Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm Mark Cumberland, along with my co-host, the mortgage mom, Deanne Katsaris. How are you doing?
I am doing fabulous, Mark.
Very good.
As my cousin would say, we are super.
Super?
Super.
And we're excited to be talking to you every Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock on WPHT Talk Radio 1210. If you want to ask us a question about residential, commercial, real estate, mortgages, whatever your needs are, give us a call. My number is 267-266-5501. What's your number, Dia?
My number is 609-605-7153.
We're up to 1,003 shows. So we're here to answer your question, keep you informed. We're the only real estate show in town. So don't listen to the doom and gloom. There's plenty of things going on. And you can listen to this show and past shows at our webpage, goodnewsinrealestate.com, and also at WPHT's website. So what's coming up today?
So coming up on today's show, Mark, we have the market report.
Yeah.
We do not have Dr. A this week. He is on a business trip solving the world's problems.
He's going to continue that series next week.
Yep. We also have Mark's funny story.
Got one for you.
We have our mortgage mom topic today.
Which is what?
Fed day.
Fed day.
Fed day. Like fed up, but it's Fed day. Anyway, yes. I'm so excited, Mark, to have not only a friend, but a colleague in the business. We have our guest today is Rocco from Cilio Insurance, and he specializes in helping seniors find the best health and life insurance policies based on their unique situation. So very excited to have him on the show today with us.
Very good.
So we also have our questions coming up. My real estate agent died, and can his daughter act as a real estate agent? That's a new one. The next question is, what is a variance?
That's a good one.
Next question is, how can you force your condo association to abide by the master deed and provide all of the parking stated in the deed?
The dude must abide.
What's the next last question is, what is the difference between a real estate broker and an real estate agent?
A couple little initials and a dollar will get you a pretzel.
So, Mark, I don't know if this is a misprint, but our topic of the day is something to ponder.
Yeah, it's something different I'm going to do rather than a topic.
All right. But first, give us your motivational quote.
And a motivational quote is, what we think of or what we believe is, in the end, of little consequence. The only thing of consequence is what we do.
Just get deeper and deeper every week, don't you?
Yeah, that goes with last week's, you know, you got to get in the game. Get up to the plate, take a swing.
All right.
So where are we at?
So, Mark, we are up to the market report.
And there is Frank's bell. So now, you know, big talk was with the Fed, and you're going to talk about that. But the average daily mortgage rate surpassed 7.4% this week, highest level since last November, after a hotter than expected inflation report. You know, They keep talking about this inflation, and then they keep spending money. Now he wants to, this administration wants to spend $46 billion on art students' debt. Like, when I went to college, I had a double major, criminology and art, which is like two ends of the spectrum.
I was just going to say.
But the art thing, I did have some stuff in some galleries downtown, but it is really hard to make money with an art degree.
Especially when you're doing paint by numbers. It's got to be really tough.
Yeah, watercolors. But I had some stuff, and I made money, but it's really hard. And then to get a job in, a museum? Yeah, you go to a museum, it's all old people. They never give up them jobs. And they got all the knowledge. And we're going to be art students? Give me a break. Anyway, so the interest, they're not going to cut interest rates probably because of this inflation keeps going up. And I think
not with that attitude.
I think we're up to about 15% interest rate in Philly. You know, everybody's feeling it. Charlie Payne.
Wait. We're up to 15% in Philly?
15%, yeah.
Interest rate.
We're about 8 or 9, and then it went up. Charlie Payne just talked about it on Fox Business, and he don't get into politics. But, you know, this 3 or 4% and the bond market, all that stuff, that has nothing to do with how we live our lives every day. Like the list of I was talking to somebody in the restaurant business this week, and they're like really hurting because food's up like 30%. So, you know, now they're talking about a $12 Whopper, you know, a Big Mac. You might as well go to a diner, you know. So it's getting out of hand. But anyway, homes prices are still going up. They increased 5% from a year ago. And I looked at my neighborhood, Fox Chase. I'm appreciating it around 9%. So the prices are still going up. And I don't see them coming down at all in the next year. Because we have no inventory. The builders have been building apartment buildings rather than residential houses. They're about 5 million houses behind. So I don't know why. And all these people that are on the fence, there was a great post on Facebook. Like, if you would have waited for the rates to come down in the 80s, you wouldn't have bought a house till like the late 90s.
Right.
And then you would have lost all that appreciation. So, you know, you got to get off the fence and be happy. I posted something today about it. You know, you buy a new truck and you drive around with that new smell and you make the payment every month. You never think about the interest rate. And nobody pays off a 30-year interest rate. No, what's the average life? 6-7 years before they refi or move?
Between 5 to 7, yep.
Yeah. So, like, stop worrying about it. Be happy. What was that song? Be happy. Don't worry about it. You know?
Please don't sing.
You know, the bottom line is, you know, even though the rates are up, we're actually at historic rates. They're really usually run 7 to 8%.
Right.
Yeah. We're at average rates.
Since 1941, the average.
And you might as well, all these 48% of renters out there, you might as well get used to it because next year your rents are going to go up probably 6 to 7% because that's where all the money is with the builders. And so, you know, there's been all this little research, but the real estate market to me is not that bad. We have a lack of inventory, but if they lead generate correctly and get listings, agents are fine and buyers do find houses. Deals are going on, you know, so
right.
It's time to be happy, buy a house, stop renting. So tell us about the rates.
So the rates are fine. Again, what I was trying to say was since 1941, the interest rate has been 7.47%. So today, your 30-year conventional is 7.41%. Your 15-year fixed is 6.875. Your FHA is at 6.875, along with your VA. And keep in mind, that has a lot to do with your credit score and how much you're putting down.
Yeah, I bought my first house at 14. If I would have got 7, I would have been ecstatic. I was happy at 14.
Sure.
But they don't know any history. That's the problem. They need to learn some history. Anyway, she's getting frustrated because I'm ranting today. But with that, you're listening to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD, all positive all the time. We'll be right back.
On behalf of the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union, we hope you're enjoying Good News in Real Estate with Deanne Katsaris and Mark Cumberland. The Philadelphia Federal Credit Union, not here for our profit, here for yours.
If you're planning on listing your home for sale, get your home updated and don't pay anything until the house sells. Really, it's that simple. Curbio, your first stop with your agent before you list the property and your one stop for getting everything from painting and flooring to full home renovations. Go to Curbio.com, sell your home for a higher list price, and realize an average 215% return on investment. It's stress-free, it's turnkey, and the process is easy. Go to Curbio.com.
Philadelphia Real Estate Classes, the premier real estate school in Philadelphia, has been voted one of the top five real estate schools in Pennsylvania. And it's no wonder. They offer live streaming and live instructor online courses to get your real estate license. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Total cost, only $4.99, including the book. Day, night, and weekend courses are available. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Get your license now.
Green Tree Mortgage invites you to connect with the mortgage mom, Deanne Katsaros, the co-host of Good News in Real Estate and a five-star real estate expert in the Delaware Valley. Let the mortgage mom answer your questions, help you with a mortgage, provide answers for you about your current home, while always educating you about home ownership, including home purchase and finance options. Deanne Katsaros, the mortgage mom, NMLS 143589. Click mortgagemom.net. That's mortgagemom.net.
Hi, welcome back to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD, all positive, all the time. So where are we at, Deanne?
So, Mark, we are up to your funny story.
All right, so on a lighter note for all the Eagles fans out there, on the first day of school in Chicago, a first grade teacher explains to her class that she's a Bears fan, and she asked her students to raise their hands if they were too, if they were all Bears fans. Wanting to impress their teacher, everyone in the class raised their hand except one little girl. And the teacher looked at the girl with surprise and said, "Janie, why didn't you raise your hand?" She goes, "Because I'm not a Bears fan." And the teacher still was like shocked. She goes, "Well, if you're not a Bears fan, then who are you a fan of?" She goes, "I'm an Eagles fan, and I'm proud of it," Janie replied. The teacher could not believe her ears. "Janie, please tell us why you're an Eagles fan." "Because my mom is an Eagles fan. My dad's an Eagles fan. So I'm an Eagles fan, too." "Well," said the teacher, it obviously annoyed tone, "that is no reason for you to be Eagles fans. You don't have to be just like your parents all the time. What if your mom was an idiot and your dad was a moron? What would you be then?" She goes, "Then I'd be a Bears fan." Sounds like my granddaughter, Evie.
Right, right. No comment, but that was good. If you have a
fun. So now it is time for. You want to go ahead.
Just keep going. It's all good.
All right. So now it is time for the Mortgage Mom segment with the Ann Katsaris from the largest real mortgage company in the world, Green Tree Mortgage. And our topic is today the Fed Day.
Wow.
Or Feed of Day, whatever.
All right. You sure? What's in your coffee that you're drinking?
I'm not having any coffee because I had too many already.
Yeah, you think? All right. So my topic, first of all, my name is Deanne Katsaris with Green Tree Mortgage, also known as Mortgage Mom. And we've only been doing this for 1,001 shows, but my topic is called Fed Day. And Wednesday was the day that the Fed came out and made their announcement. And it brought a full schedule of events and data for the bond market to digest. And bonds, they dictate day-to-day changes in the mortgage rates. And it's funny because people will call me at 9 o'clock at night and say, you know, what's your interest rate? And can I lock in? And, you know, you need to understand that the interest rates do change every day. My crystal ball is broken, but we try to keep our finger on the pulse just with all the economic data that's taken place so that we can advise when a good time to lock would be, when a good time not to lock would be. But the thing that you need to keep in mind is that you need to be under contract. So you need to have signed an agreement of sale in order to be able to lock in that rate. But getting back to Fed Day, the data was perfectly palatable, resulting in the modest strength, you know, heading into the afternoon's Fed announcement, which, contrary to impression given by many news headlines on Fed Day, there is rarely any significance to the Fed's actual decision, whether they're going to hike the rate, whether they're going to cut the rate, they're going to hold steady at any given meeting by the time the meeting actually happens. So that means that people have already made their impression. They've already gone ahead and done what they're going to do. The markets have long since priced in the likely outcome based on the economic data and the Fed policy's transparencies.
Why didn't he just say, let's flip a coin?
Well, it's basically...
get it over with.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what's happened because
now they don't... Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. Be my guest.
No, they got themselves boxed in the corner. They keep talking about this 2% inflation rate, which now inflation went up. And he tried not to say inflation went up. He said it went sideways.
No, it goes up every hour. But in other words, it was surprise to no one that the Fed held the rate steady at this meeting. And the bond traders tuned in for other reasons, mainly to hear what Powell had to say, you know, at his 2:30 press conference. And there were a few ways Powell could have framed the recent setbacks, you know, seen in the inflation data. Some analysts thought that he might say more to entertain the possibility of a rate hike instead of a rate cut. So Powell definitely acknowledged that inflation data meant a delay for the Fed's next move, but they've been saying that time after time after time that it's going to be delayed. But in the press conference, he reiterated that the next move was much more likely to be a cut based on the trajectory of the data. And they've been saying that they were going to have four or five more cuts before the end of the year, and that hasn't happened yet, and that's mainly because of inflation. You can't say one thing and then you can't do another. But
and in this small print, it said if inflation goes down, inflation's not going down. Right. But I watched another expert on the Charlie Payne show said, and his point of view I thought was correct. He said they should have raised the rates in 20. And he goes, now they waited too long to cut them. And now, because you got a presidential election coming up, and when George Bush ran one time years ago, there was a change in the interest rates right before the election. And he thought that actually cost him the election. And the Fed, they say they're not political, but the president appoints who's on the Fed.
Yeah, it's 100% tied to what's going on right now. And again, I don't want to get into the politic part of it, but you know, it's what's going to happen is they are going to drop the rates right before the election, and everybody's going to think our current president.
I don't think they are.
I think they are. I think he's going to try to be a hero, but you know, it's an issue, but you still run into.
First of all, when you drop the rates, how long does it take to affect the market?
The rates change the next day. Everybody reprices.
I know that. I know, but on actually like real estate taking off.
You're looking at
6 months.
Well, you're looking at 60 to 90 days because of how long between getting the contract, everything getting recorded. I mean, that's what's going to make the difference.
And the mess is actually sinking into the public. Right. You know,
I mean, at the end of the day, we're back to the supply and demand, right? There's no inventory, so the rate should be up a little bit, but not to where we are right now. The other factor is that I keep bringing up every Saturday is that the country was in a crisis. So you're never going to be at 2 or 3% interest rate ever again.
No.
Right? We were in a crisis and it should have never happened.
I keep telling the renters, they got to get over it.
Right.
It's time to buy. Lock in, you have the same payment every month.
Exactly. But let's get into our questions and answers because we have some good ones.
All right,
so the first question is, my real estate agent died. Can his daughter act as a real estate agent? Is that in like DNA? Is that how that works?
No, it's not. You don't inherit it neither.
You don't inherit it. That's the word I was looking for.
Like if the real estate agent is the daughter is a real estate agent, but they had a contract with the agent that died. So when he's dead now, that contract's probably void. And so they might have a contract with the broker office because really the listing contract is with the broker.
Right.
Now, but they could get out of that if they want it. Now, do they have to use the daughter now? So,
well, they can't unless she's a licensed real estate agent.
And even if she is a licensed real estate, they want to use her.
Right. All right. Question number two. What is a variance?
So this is in zoning. So like you want to do add an addition to your house. You want to put a swimming pool in. You want to any kind of major repair in your property, you got to apply for permits. And if it's something out of the ordinary, like you're adding an addition, a third floor would be a good example, and there's no three floors on your block, you need a variance. So that means the zoning on that block says they're all two-story singles, and now you want to have a three-story single, you're going to need a special variance, and that means a public hearing. The neighbors have a say, and if it's granted by the zoning board or whatever the town, however the township, whatever they call it, then you get approved. But adding an addition, doing things like that, but you know, if you're doing anything unique, you need a variance.
And you got to go through the township, because if you go to sell that property, you have to make sure that everything was in place. Otherwise, you're not going to get the value out of it.
Yeah, and you need to make sure they all had permits and everything else. What's the next one?
All right, next question is, how do you force your condo association to abide by the master deed and provide all of the parking stated in the deed?
Now, like if you bought a condo in association and you bought two parking spots, maybe you had one came with it and you bought another one. And
right,
this is why you need to go to the meetings. You know, people don't go to these association meetings. Usually a small group goes to them. There's a great Seinfeld thing where all these condos and like 12 people go all the time. So, like, remember we had that one friend, the electrician, that he couldn't park in the parking lot because he put a wrap on his truck.
Right.
No commercial vehicles. You got to go to the meetings. So if there's some problem and you got a deeded parking spot and they're you're not using it, they're not letting you use it, you need to bring that up at a meeting and take some action. Get involved.
Right. Yeah, and that's the biggest part, is getting involved.
A lot of people don't go to them.
All right, question number four. What is the difference between a real estate broker and a real estate agent?
Well, basically, everybody starts as a real estate salesperson agent. They have that license. The commercial agents, the regular residential agents. A real estate broker an agent has to be in the business for 3 years, do a certain amount of transactions, earn a certain amount of points. Then they take another, according to what state in Pennsylvania, another 240 hours worth of classes. And it's ironic, in Pennsylvania, they give you the same test, but they add 10 questions. So I think if you could probably pass that test, a 50-50 chance on 10 questions, you still might pass. But it's crazy they give you the same test. But anyway, now you got a broker's license. So what do you do with that? You could be the broker of record at an office. You could open your own office. You could run a property management company. There always is a broker of record. Now, there's a ton of agents out there that have broker's licenses, and they have a little AB on their name tag, which 0.1% of the population, Gary Keller told me, knows any of those designations mean. But I'm not against getting the broker's license, so I just think there's
just more liability.
There's more liability, and other ways to open an office rather than, I'd rather build a team. What's the next one?
That was the last question.
No, it was one more. Fast one.
Are you sure?
Yeah, how long does it take to get a license?
Oh, geez.
It doesn't take long.
So
in Pennsylvania, it's according to what school you go to. In my school, Philadelphia Real Estate Classes, I got a 3-week course, a 3-week day course, a 4-week weekend, a 6-week night, 75-hour course. You take that. Then you take the Pennsylvania real estate test. You schedule that with a testing service. They charge you like $49 and you're licensed. And then you join a company. So it's not a long process. Some of the colleges, they drag them out for months.
They drag it out a little bit. All right. Awesome. Well, I want to let our audience know to make sure you grab a pen and paper. You're going to take some notes, because our next segment, very excited to introduce our guest today, which is Rocco from Cilio Insurance, and he's specializing in helping seniors find the best health and life insurance policies for their unique situation. And you don't want to miss this topic, so stay tuned.
All right, very good. So with that, you're listening to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. All positive, all the time. We'll be right back.
Deanne and Mark are halfway through this week's edition of Good News in Real Estate, presented by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. Not here for our profit, here for yours. When the show returns, more real estate news from around the Delaware Valley.
There are so many choices when it comes to selecting the right financial institution. Start with the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. We're right here in your city. We're also the official credit union of Temple University, and anyone who lives, works, worships, and studies in Philadelphia can open an account. We're member-owned and offer all the services you're looking for, like mobile banking and free ATM withdrawals. Visit our website at pfcu.com. We're not here for our profit, here for yours. Federally insured by NCUA.
Greentree Mortgage invites you to connect with the Mortgage Mom, Deanne Katsaros, the co-host of Good News in Real Estate and a five-star real estate expert in the Delaware Valley. Let the Mortgage Mom answer your questions, help you with a mortgage, provide answers for you about your current home, while always educating you about home ownership, including home purchase and finance options. Deanne Katsaros, the Mortgage Mom, NMLS 143589. Click MortgageMom.net. That's MortgageMom.net.
Philadelphia Real Estate Classes, the premier real estate school in Philadelphia, has been voted one of the top five real estate schools in Pennsylvania. And it's no wonder. They offer live streaming and live instructor online courses to get your real estate license. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Total cost, only $4.99, including the book. Day, night, and weekend courses are available. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Get your license now. This program is paid for by Good News in Real Estate.
All right, welcome back to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD, all positive all the time. So where are we at, Deanne?
So, Mark, I'm super excited once again to introduce my good friend, as well as he has just taken over the insurance industry. His name is Rocco, and he's from Cilio Insurance, and he's specializing in helping seniors find the best health and life insurance policies for their unique situation.
Hey, Rocco, I haven't seen you for a while. How are you? Yeah,
well, I think I might have, last time that I might have seen you all might have been only episode 7 or 8, maybe.
Was it really?
16 years ago?
A long time ago since the last time. So.
Yeah, 16 years ago. I can't believe it was that long. Holy moly.
Welcome back. Yeah. So tell us what you've been up to.
Yeah, okay. Well, I actually... for years, I think the last time I was actually on your show, I was helping people with estate planning documents through a company called Legal Shield, helping people get access to their wills and living wills and that sort of thing. And last year, it just made sense for me to really just jump into and get my insurance license, something that I put off for a long time, but I just saw really a need and an opportunity there at the same time. So my world now consists, Deanne, of about 3 days a week I am visiting senior apartment buildings and doing educational talks to help them understand the world of everything from Medicare to final expense insurance. And I'll only state this, that insurance companies, as you know, they do a tremendous job advertising. They spend millions and millions of dollars to capture a few seconds of somebody's eyeballs on their content, but they don't really do that great of a job educating. So I've made it my mission to go out and see these seniors in person, face to face, and explain things to them in a way they can easily understand so they can make the best decisions for
themselves.
That's
awesome.
Yeah, because
that's
the commercials
awesome.
You're talking about, you know, they're so fast. And then there's some giant disclaimer on the bottom that you never get to read, you know. And it really needs to be explained because a lot of people don't understand much about insurance.
And Rocco doesn't come from like the salesy, typical, and no offense to any insurance people out there, but... you know, he does the same thing that I do. I preach about, you know, educating and communicating. And the more people you can help understand the situation that they're in, instead of just putting a Band-Aid over something, you're actually fixing it. Is that on the right?
Yeah. I mean, I heard you rattle off in your segment, Deanne, last time, interest rates for 4 or 5 different types of loan products, FHA, VA, conventional. Well, in the world of insurance, just take, for example, final expense life insurance was just a phrase that we use in the industry to talk about a way for seniors that haven't had the opportunity to save up money to pay for their end of life expenses. They take out small life insurance policies to do so. It sounds pretty simple in nature, but when in fact, with all the advertising that's out there, there are multiple programs out there. And so it's not a one size shoe fits all. it's really important for anybody that's, when it comes to life insurance, just like their mortgage, Dan, to have enough information so they're not steered into something that's not beneficial right. for their needs.
Right. Like you and I talked, you know, have just talked this past week because I want to get a policy for my mom. And, you know, before, I mean, years ago, I would call that 1-800 number on the TV screen and they would say, oh, no, can't help you. And that was it. You know, but you just said nobody gets denied.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that there are very often, like what I try and tell when I go out on site to visit and do the seminars, one of the first things that I tell them is that it's generally not a good idea. Anything that gets mailed to you where you can just fill in a form and check off a box to buy life insurance, that's not the best way to buy life insurance, right? Because like Mark was saying, in the fine print, whether it's the TV commercials, even right on those life insurance applications themselves, you could find out that you're really giving up extra benefits or putting yourself into a policy that might not be in your best fit. So I don't work directly for an insurance company. I've got contracts with about 24 carriers that offer these products. And it takes not a tremendous amount of time, but it just takes the right person to look through those products to find the one that's best suited, again, for that potential client's unique situation.
Yeah, because like me, I get them all the time. And then you open it up and there's all these blocks to check. And like, you know, and then if you do it, then they ask you one question. Do you smoke? Yes. Oh, sorry. No, we can't do it. But you're like, I'm not looking for 200 grand. I'm looking for 25 to cover a funeral expense.
Right.
And there's got to be somebody out there that'll give me that.
There's plenty of them out there that'll happily. Mark, I happen to know a guy.
I will call you because I have life insurance, but I want something else.
I understand.
But Rocco,
because I want to play in the party. I want to play in my party. Deanne was at my wife's party, but mine's going to be a little bigger and louder.
Okay. Shocking. But it doesn't necessarily have to be in a group setting. You can talk to people on an individual basis or a couple on an individual basis. It's not something where they have to be, you know, in a community center to be able to get you to review their information, correct?
Yeah, that's right. I when I first had gotten into the industry, I just found that a lot of the reason why I go and do the seminars is because I don't feel like they have somebody coming out to see them.
They don't.
And it just gives me an opportunity to do so. But anytime I get referrals and talk with people, you know, it works out the same way in the end. You know, for example, Deanna, I mean, I know that we potentially wanted to share a story recently for a mutual contact that we had. And I've known, like I said, Deanne since show 7, right? And Mark as well. So Deanne had reached out to me a couple months back to talk with somebody who she knew that her mom needed some life insurance. And we wound up having a conversation. We looked at some options. And as it had turned out, she did take one of those policies where it just gets mailed to you and you fill out the form and send it in. And when we actually just did the analysis, we found she didn't have the coverage that she thought she had, meaning that if her mom would have passed away within a 2-year time period, the coverage that they had taken out for the face amount of that policy would have never have paid out. So after just looking at some options, we found a very similar face amount of coverage. So she got the same amount of potential death benefit, but we were able to get her approved without having to have that. Well, sometimes with an art industry, I call that waiting period. And it also right. saves some money. So she saved some money as well. We found her a cheaper policy. Never, Deanne, did I think that we were going to run into the worst case scenario with that, just a short time period afterwards, where unfortunately her mom wound up having an accident. And it was, it started out with just a hip issue, but then right. it became an infection. And before we knew it, unfortunately, you know, she passed away. Now, had she had not switched over that policy in the time that we switched it over in, the family could have really gone through a hard time financially to be able to take care of those expenses. And it's never a good time for somebody to pass away, right? But, you know, and just going through a circumstance, I lost my own mom a few years ago. She had a small life insurance policy. It did not make that situation easy. I want to be clear on that. And I'm sure it's not for the other families that have been through there. But what it did is it made it a little bit easier because while grieving and planning and everything else, you know, I didn't have to worry about the finances that that came with that.
Right. So. And that's, and it's unbelievable how many people pass away and there's no plan.
Yeah. For sure.
You know, and you, and you, it's life, like you're talking, anything could happen.
Yeah. But you know, the fact that you're like, going into these places and talking, you know, to these people, it is such, it's such an added benefit. I mean, it's awesome because like you said, nobody's talking to them about it. The kids don't want to talk about it. You know, you and I are going to sit down and talk about my mom. I, you know, she's going to not want to talk about it, but at, but at the end,
she's going to want a martini.
But at the end of the day, like the responsibility falls on me. So she's going to have to listen to it. And, you know, it's just something that you have to talk about and just get everything in place and have a peace of mind. And I just think you're like the perfect person to be able to help do that.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
Rocco, let me ask you a question. When you go into these centers, what percentage of the population in one actually has insurance?
Yeah, that's a good question. Usually, if I go into to maybe on average, I'll see about 15 people at a seminar. Again, I'm not, like Deanne said, I'm not there to sell. I give the educational talk and they'll raise their hand and ask if they want to talk with me privately. So I'll usually wind up meeting with a handful, maybe five of the 15. Some of them just want me to look at their insurance policy to be able to see what they have. And sometimes I'll find where they have egregious policies, where somebody gave them something they shouldn't have or it cost too much. But often, Mark, I do sit down with them and they're perfectly fine for where they are with their life insurance. And I let them know that those people are just as gracious for me taking the time to confirm that for them than they are right. Somebody who I do find. So some of them, I'd say about 50-50 is the number of people that I meet with, but I can't tell you how many people don't show up for the meeting or never even ask to meet right. with me. So that's a hard one to gauge. But I do know this, that and we've been talking primarily about life insurance, but I would be remiss if I didn't just try and squeeze a word in about the world of Medicare, because that is probably much more difficult for the average senior to get their arms around. It's very complicated. And I was reading, I study this organization called the National Council of Aging. It's a good resource for seniors. And I'm always looking to try and find extra ways to help them just beyond insurance. I help them with their estate planning documents and some other legacy planning things. But there was this study done by a group of economists in there. And they came back with a report that said 90% of all people on Medicare do not have the optimal plan for their needs, meaning that 9 out of 10 people don't have the best plan for their situation. And I was like, how could that be? How could there be that many people in Medicare? I mean, there's 10,000 new people that turn 65 every day that are signing up for Medicare. How can it be that they're not getting the right plan? And what I found from talking to a lot of seniors, they'll sign up for a plan one time, and maybe it was the best plan for them 2, 3, 4 years ago. But just the hassle of going through the process, right. The selection process every year and finding a new plan, it's just become overwhelming for them.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, you get all this stuff all the time and all these phone calls and all this. And you have, and you don't know who these people are. And you know, like I got a health plan, but should I have another rider? I don't know. Yeah. You know,
Rocco, it's complicated. Is Medicaid, right? That's what we're talking about. Medicaid, right?
We're talking about Medicare is the government. Medicaid is a government program as well. And that's for low income individuals, okay. Right? And so it's a lot of times there are options where Medicaid and Medicare go together. We don't have enough time today, right. And it'll bore most of your audience right. Anyway. The important thing to know is the options that are out there that are available for people every year, the insurance carriers, the big giant carriers, they're getting money from the government to be able to enrich the plans for the seniors, meaning they're analyzing what benefits did they not use this year? Where can we give them a free gym membership? Where can we add right. Something else that could be for them? Yep.
This is an awesome topic and I know you could go on and on, but so with our listeners, what age group should they be calling you? And then tell everybody how they can get a hold of you.
Yeah. So I'm going to make it pretty broad, right? Because, a lot of the people that I talk with are they're like you, Dan, where you have a senior parent. So if you have a senior parent, that could be any age group really, but those that are over 65, hell, even over 50, when it comes to final expense insurance, the earlier that you get coverage, the less expensive it's going to be.
Right.
So I'll leave everybody here my phone number. It's area code 609-977-4075. And happy to answer any questions for anybody that might be looking for assistance or help.
No, that's awesome. Thank you so much, Rocco, for coming on.
Yeah, and especially Rocco, at that point, just like only just in the little groups you're meeting, 50% of them don't even know. You can imagine how many people really need this help.
Yeah, 100%.
You got to come back on and talk about this some more.
Great. All right. Thank you, Rock.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rocco.
All right. Coming up next is going to be our topic of the day, something to ponder.
All right. Very good. That was a good session with Rocco. I haven't seen him for a while. I don't think it was that long, but it might have been. So with that, you're listening to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD, all positive, all the time. We'll be right back.
Good News in Real Estate with Deanne Katsaris and Mark Cumberland is proudly being provided by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. Not here for our profit, here for yours. Deanne and Mark will have more in a moment, but first, a message from one of our home team partners, Greentree Mortgage. How much do you qualify for? Ask Deanne now at mortgagemom.net.
Greentree Mortgage invites you to connect with the Mortgage Mom, Deanne Katsaros, the co-host of Good News in Real Estate and a five-star real estate expert in the Delaware Valley. Let the Mortgage Mom answer your questions, help you with a mortgage, provide answers for you about your current home, while always educating you about home ownership, including home purchase and finance options. Deanne Katsaros, the Mortgage Mom, NMLS 143589. Click mortgagemom.net. That's mortgagemom.net.
If you're planning on listing your home for sale, get your home updated and don't pay anything until the house sells. Really, it's that simple. Curbio, your first stop with your agent before you list the property and your one stop for getting everything from painting and flooring to full home renovations. Go to Curbio.com, sell your home for a higher list price, and realize an average 215% return on investment. It's stress-free, it's turnkey, and the process is easy. Go to Curbio.com.
Philadelphia Real Estate Classes, the premier real estate school in Philadelphia, has been voted one of the top five real estate schools in Pennsylvania. And it's no wonder. They offer live streaming and live instructor online courses to get your real estate license. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Total cost, only $4.99, including the book. Day, night, and weekend courses are available. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Get your license now.
All right, welcome back to Good News in Real Estate here on 1210 WPHD, all positive, all the time. So where are we at, Deanne?
So, Mark, we are up to our topic of the day, which is something to ponder.
To ponder. And this is by George Carlin.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to do something different today. The paradox of our time in history is that we have taller buildings but shorter tempers, wider freeways but narrower viewpoints. We spend more but have less. We buy more but enjoy less. We have bigger houses, smaller families, more conveniences but less time. We have more degrees but less sense, more knowledge but less judgment, more experts yet more problems, more medicine but less wellness. We drink too much, smoke too much, spend too recklessly, laugh too little, drive too fast, get too angry, stay up too late, get up too tired, read too little, watch TV too much, and pray too seldom. We have multiplied our possessions, but we reduced our values. We talk too much, love too seldom, and hate too often. We've learned how to make a living, but not a life. We've added years to the life, but not to the years. We've been all the way to the moon and back, but have trouble crossing the street to meet a new neighbor. We conquered outer space, but not inner space. We have done larger things, but not better things. We have cleaned up the air, but polluted the soul. We have conquered the atom, but not our prejudice. We write more, but learn less. We plan more, but accomplish less. We've learned to rush, but not to wait. We build more computers to hold more information, to produce more copies than ever, but we communicate less and less. That rings a bell. These are the times of fast food, slow digestion, big men, small characters, steep profits, shallow relationships. These are the days of two incomes but more divorce, fancier houses but broken homes. These are the days of quick trips, disposable diapers, throwaway mortality, one-night stands, overweight bodies, pills that do everything from cheer to quiet to kill. It's time when there is much in the showroom window and nothing in the stockroom. A time when technology can bring this letter to you, and a time when you can choose either to share this insight or just hit delete. Remember to spend time with your loved ones because they are not going to be around forever. Remember to say a kind word to someone who looks up to you in awe because that little person soon will grow up and leave your side. And remember to give a warm hug to your next to the person next to you because that is the only treasure you can give with your heart and it doesn't cost a cent. And remember to say I love you to your partner and your loved ones, but most of all, mean it. A kiss and embrace will mend the hurt when it comes from deep inside. Remember to hold hands, cherish the moment for someday that the person will not be there again. Give time to love, give time to speak, give time to share the precious thoughts in your mind. And always remember, life is not measured by the number of breaths we take, but by the moments that take our breath away.
Wow, Mark, you are warm and fuzzy.
But that was by George Carlin. I thought that was very insightful.
It is. It's extremely true, which
and I especially all that stuff about us not communicating but having all the tools,
you know? And it's funny because people communicate now just by text message, and you know it just happened last week. You know, my cousin and I were trying to make plans on a Sunday, and we were doing it all by text, and we both got so frustrated by the end of texting each other that we never ended up even seeing each other because I said, why don't you, you know, in a text, why don't you just come over to my house? She goes, well, I didn't know that was on the table. I'm like, well, you didn't ask. Well, why should I ask? Like, instead of just picking up the phone,
and
saying, hey, cuz, what do you want to do today? I don't feel like driving all the way down the shore, but I want to see you. Let's try to make it, you know, let's try to make it workable.
And something would have probably worked out. Remember that there used to be an old commercial, reach out and touch somebody, you know, it's really bugging me. And this lack of information, look at what's going on in these crazy colleges. They're not even paying attention.
Well, they don't even know what's going on anyway, but
with all this information at their fingertips, they don't get it.
Before, that was great, and I'm really glad you read it, and I'm actually going to go back and reread it just to have it sink in a little bit more. But before we sign off and go into the end, I just want to say thank you to Mark Leibowitz. He is a faithful listener, just reached out to me last week, and I'm really looking forward to working with him. But he listens to our show constantly, so I just want to give a shout-out and say thank you.
Very good. And Mina, she called me to make sure we're still going on.
All right. If anyone has any questions, you can email them to Mark at 8029@comcast.net or give him a call at 267-266-5501. You can also email me at DeanneKatsaris@comcast.net or give me a call at 609-605-7153.
And a special thanks to Rocco Silo for coming in and explaining that, because I know I got a few questions I want to ask you, and you got to come back and explain some more about all that. And to all of our listeners that listen, tune in every Saturday at 1 o'clock, and our sponsors for keeping us on the air here on Talk Radio 1210 for the last 16 years. We hope to make you a faithful listener so you can listen to this show and every other show at our website, Good News in Real Estate, and tune in every Saturday at 1 o'clock. With that, have a great week. I'm Mark Cumberland.
I'm Deanne Katsaris, your mortgage mom.
You've been listening to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. All positive, all the time.
Thanks for listening to Good News in Real Estate. If you'd like to contact Mark Cumberland or Deanne Katsaris or listen to any of their past shows, go to goodnewsinrealestate.com. This program is paid for by Good News in Real Estate. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Good News in Real Estate or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey. This program has been pre-recorded.
Green Tree Mortgage invites you to connect with the Mortgage Mom, Deanne Katsaros, the co-host of Good News in Real Estate and a five-star real estate expert in the Delaware Valley. Let the Mortgage Mom answer your questions, help you with a mortgage, provide answers for you about your current home, while always educating you about home ownership, including home purchase and finance options. Deanne Katsaros, the Mortgage Mom, NMLS 143589. Click MortgageMom.net. That's MortgageMom.net.
Philadelphia Real Estate Classes, the premier real estate school in Philadelphia, has been voted one of the top five real estate schools in Pennsylvania. And it's no wonder. They offer live streaming and live instructor online courses to get your real estate license. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Total cost, only $4.99, including the book. Day, night, and weekend courses are available. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Get your license now.